ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Vasquez, beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Romelu Chiesa now. Here's a Hunter, and he'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise, La Panterita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get it tonight here. Red Bull Leipzig today. 3-0 winners over Tottenham Hotspur. You heard me predict on this show, Spurs downward spiral once Jose Mourinho took over. Yeah, I get the fact that guys are injured and Harry Kane. I think the modern game now has kind of passed him by. It's hard to say that, but I do. Leipzig, 4-0 on aggregate over Tottenham Hotspur. Hugo Lloris struggling in this one in a big way. And guess what? RB Leipzig, the most... how would I put this? Despised team in the German Bundesliga? Yeah. Well, they're in the last 16 now. Nothing from Dele Alli today. Big problem there. Mourinho and Spurs, they are done in the Champions League. Let's get after it tonight. I got some tremendous local stories here that I want you to hear tonight. Manchester is red. Real Madrid downed by Real Betis. The Dynamo go down at Sporting Kansas City as Peter Vermes and his pressing style wins out on the day. We're prepping now for Seattle Sounders coming to Houston. I've got tickets. The Nations Cup, CONCACAF style, headed to Houston June 4th. You heard us report this a number of weeks ago, that there would be two games in one day. That is going to happen. The U.S. is going to play Honduras in the first game over at BBVA Stadium. The second game will be at Energy with Mexico taking on Costa Rica. That is going to be a really cool, unique day. We're looking for your calls today, Keyboard Warriors. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Want your thoughts on the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City. What you're thinking about the Dynamo now heading into the weekend. We've got some updates from training as well. Houston Dash back in training. Tonight we'll have in studio Christine Nair. Naren, she'll be in studio tonight. She's also going to be out at the Joby Napier Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic, and we want you out there as well. This is hosted out in Cyprus at Dias Park by the Dynamo's Youth Soccer Club, Dynamo's SC. That's Olivier Finidorian Company. This is the 15th year they're doing this kick cancer event. So we're really hoping to get you out there. Going to be a lot of great people out there. Christine Nairn's going to be there. Michael Nelson, one of the backup goalkeepers for the Dynamo. Josh Gardner, a local product who played for the LA Galaxy, Sporting Kansas City, Columbus Crew. Eddie Robinson, the former Dynamo defender. You see him on the Cube now. Freddie Reyes, great friend of mine. Might be the biggest pull out of all of them. Beat cancer three times. He's going to be out there. He's going to talk to the kids. Go to Dynamo's Plural, Dynamo's Plural, DynamoSoccer.com. This all benefits the Snowdrop Foundation, which is headed up by Trish Klein. Of course, Kevin Klein, a big part of it as well. It's a 501c charity. We really want to get a lot of people out there. Jose says from Facebook Live, "Hi, Glenn. Happy Tuesday. Let's go, Dynamo." Osvaldo says, "I was very excited about the Dynamo this season, but the game against Sporting Kansas City... hurt my interest a little bit." Ramirez's interest earlier this week from Atlanta, by the way. That was reported by Christian Dyer. No dice from the Houston Dynamo. Dynamo turned down an offer, apparently, from Atlanta for Ramirez. So they're trying to get somebody to replace Joseph Martinez. And they have called up a USL player as well as Adam Jan. Again, we're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776. We're talking Dynamo. Your thoughts on the Sporting Kansas City game. Your thoughts on them going into the Seattle game. Manchester United fans, you should be buzzing right now. 2-0 win over Manchester City. And the first thing you say is, oh, but City had all the possession. No kidding. but they did protect David De Gea quite well. It was only four shots, I believe, on goal from City, if I'm correct. 30th minute, it's a free kick from Bruno. Now, forget about the mistake that Ederson made. Think about the idea that Bruno had clipping it to Anthony Martial. Yes, it should have been saved. It was a huge goalkeeping error. No question. Huge mistake. But it is that idea that Bruno brings, and he is the fulcrum of the team now. He has lifted the Manchester United up. We have seen Harry Maguire now turn into a more intimidating, better leader. And we have seen Anthony Martial smile a couple times, which is rare, and he's produced some good moments. And then at the end of the game, the Ederson distribution, and Scott McTominay alertly stepping up, hits it first time, curls it in from 40 yards out, and Old Trafford goes nuts. 2-0 winners. Manchester United over Manchester City. They're going to play in Europa League, I believe, on Thursday. Jake says, I'm so excited about the upcoming Dash season. That's on Facebook Live. Real Betis, 2-1 over Real Madrid for you Real Madrid fans out there. Real Madrid Peña, Madristas. Got anything to say about that? Thought you were in the driver's seat there. Just allowed Barcelona back into it. MLS, Chicharito not doing media. For me, a very, very bad look. It's clearly a frustrated guy. That is a storyline to follow. And I think it's a storyline to follow because without a question, I'm not sure this team is built to support him correctly. Two inverted wingers. You saw how frustrated he was against the Dynamo in the 1-1 draw. You saw how frustrated he was in their home opener. But to not show up and do media, that's a shame. And that actually invites even more negative press, I believe. Alan Pulido is a better on-field signing than Chicharito because he fits into this system at Sporting Kansas City. And for all the things that Pulido does, finisher extraordinaire, which we saw against the Dynamo, part of the buildup, can check back into midfield, can play as a false nine, can play as a deep-lying nine. For all that he does, that guy's work ethic, and Peter Vermes has said this in training, is off the charts. David Beckham wants David Silva for Manchester City at Inter Miami. We'll see. So the Dynamo go down. Goals from Pulido, Espinosa, Kinda, and Shelton. The two things that I would take positively from the Dynamo game. Good start to the game and a good start to the second half. That was only about 20 minutes of soccer. 20 minutes of soccer out of 90, leave 70 to Sporting. You don't have a chance. And the Sporting pressing game is good. Tab Ramos keeping everything under control and calm. No panic here. But you do have to ask questions. And he, as he builds this team and moves them into a pressing game and a 4-3-3, which is a radical change from a counterattacking team. It's a radical change. People have to do things differently. People's brains have to be on, and they have to snap in transitionally. You know, 2 seconds, you got to be defending in order to keep it in an opponent's half of the field and make it difficult for them to get out. That's the game. We're going to ask Adam Lundqvist, one of our guests tonight, about that on the show. But winning the ball close to an opponent's goal leads to immediate chances. But when you think of that, people have to change the way they play. Mauro Manotas now is going to play with his back to goal maybe a little bit more. He's not going to have all that space to run into. Wide players. It is a different game, and you've seen the Dynamo. When they win an opponent's half of the field, there's good tight combination play at times. But your team in a 4-3-3 also has to be designed to deal with counterattacks when pressure is broken after you've lost the ball. That means center backs, your holding midfielder, Matias Vera especially, have to make a lot of very important decisions. It is a risky type system. And that comes with the territory. Tab Ramos has even said that. It's an exciting system because you're pushing your outside backs high and into the attack. Now, look, It is flexible. You can drop two guys and make it a 4-5-1. I don't think that's the way Todd Ramos wants to do this. He wants to be proactive. He wants to be aggressive. He wants to push the tempo against opposing teams. The Dynamo had 60% of the possession against L.A. Against Sporting, well, Sporting won the possession and the pressure game. Tomorrow, Liverpool takes on Atletico Madrid. PSG takes on Borussia Dortmund. So a lot going on there. Now, the other pro and the other positive to the game at Sporting, and we're going to have a guy from Sporting Kansas City who's been in that environment, has been in that club, has played under Peter Vermes, and has also coached in their academy. Josh Gardner will be on the show in the next segment. We'll be taking phone calls, too, throughout the night. 713-780-3776. Darwin Quintero getting his debut. That's the other good thing about that. Now, the hope is that both he and Albert Elise will be available for the Saturday home game. So it's going to be very interesting how these two guys transition into the team. The Dynamo now will have that pace of Elise and a very differing type of player out there if, in fact, he does get the start. MLS Cup champion Seattle drew over the weekend 1-1 with Columbus. And, of course, Seattle's got its own problems up there with the coronavirus as well. But the Dynamo had a hard time with the pressing game of Sporting Kansas City. It was relentless. One of the big things Todd Ramos said, we did not play fast enough. Here's soundbite number one from Todd Ramos from after today's practice down at Houston Sports Park.
Today's emphasis on practice was to play as quickly as possible. I think we had a little difficult time in the last game breaking Kansas City's pressure in the middle of the field. And it wasn't so much breaking it, but it was finding the open space after we completed the first pass. We showed that on video a little bit. I think the players are becoming more and more familiar with that. And so, you know, this week, most of the training is going to be about playing quickly, playing fast, and finding open space on the opposite side.
So there was Todd Ramos on that. Here's Todd talking about Darwin Quintero being ready for a full return. And Albert Elise now is in full training this week as well. So you might see both of them in the starting lineup potentially on Saturday. Here is Tab on Darwin Quintero.
I think from a confidence standpoint, I think it's good for the full team to see him on the field. Obviously, Darwin hasn't played a game in about almost 5 months, right? 4 or 5 months. So it's a long time to be out of competition. And I think it's not going to be an easy transition from not playing to all of a sudden playing. The rest of the team has been playing through preseason, so they've gotten those games, and he's missed those as well. And so he's got a lot of catching up to do, but we're really happy to have him on the field.
Yeah, so Darwin Quintero, and I'm going to ask Adam Lundquist about his observations about Quintero in training and what it's like to play against him in training, because he's elusive. He can create off the dribble. He can create via the pass, a number of different things. Manchester United, a 2-0 win over Manchester City. Let's kind of relive this. This is the Bruno quick free kick to Anthony Martial, who hits this ball, and it's hit right at Ederson. Should be saved, and it ends up being the game-winning goal.
Chips over the top, looking for Martial. First-time effort, squares under Ederson, and Manchester United draw first blood in the derby with a cutely taken free kick. Terrific finish by Martial, but could Ederson have done a little better? Manchester United 1, Manchester City 0.
Well, that's being kind to Ederson. Yes, he could have done better. It was savable and should have been saved. So this game ends really dramatically. And, of course, it is the Mancunian Derby, right? So there was a ton of emotion around this. There's 70,000-plus people. Ederson goes to distribute a ball quickly, and I think he throws it. And he leads the guy too far, and it allows a very alert Scott McTominay to step forward and hit now what is an empty net.
But straight to McTominay, is going to have a shot. Oh, it's 2-0! Scott McTominay seals the points in the Manchester derby. Presented with the chance by Ederson. He made absolutely no mistake from distance.
So what's really cool about this is we have a Houston soccer community dinner every year, right? Last year, Brian McClare, played with Cantona on those teams under Sir Alex Ferguson, also played at Celtic. He was our speaker. To say his language was a little bit colorful at that event is Andrew Carlson, you were there. Victor Ariza, you were there. You know, and we thought we used that word in New Jersey a lot, okay? That word is used in Scotland a lot. Anyway, we picked a winner out of a hat to go over to the Manchester Derby. And that winner was Andrew Bridges. And Andrew Bridges is from the Cyfair Dynamo Soccer Club, which, in fact, is hosting the Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic this weekend. So he was at the game. He was posting videos. He was in, like, the third row with his wife. An incredible moment for him. So I'm excited to hear from him when he comes back about that. Presenting sponsor, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They're going to work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they are the presenting sponsor of this show. They're the presenting sponsor of our show in Austin at 8 o'clock on Thursdays. We thank John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. Going to take you to break with Gary Newman. We are glass.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right. I got something to say.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Sheffield, England, Def Leppard, Minute Maid Park with Joan Jett and Motley Crue. Motley Crue, right? It's a big concert this summer. Andrew Carlson, he's not up on it.
I wouldn't
he's
know.
He's shaking. You
play the box again. I might know that, but
oh, I can't even respond that you don't know Def Leppard.
I mean, I know of them. No. I just don't know them.
Buddy, you know my rock and roll tastes. Def Leppard or soccer fans? Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, soccer fans. Oasis, Trey will tell you. Big soccer fans. Okay? Come on, man. We're the A-team here, aren't we? By the way, why is it so hot in here? Oh, it's hot in here, huh?
Got to kill the coronavirus, Glenn. Come on.
Well, that's
get with the program.
True. Heat does kill viruses. All right. Speaking of the virus, it's shut down the Serie A till April 3rd. A lot of these Europa League games are going to be played behind closed doors. French League 1 and 2, I think, are behind closed doors until into April. Seattle's had a lot of problems. Had some back and forth today because we were trying to get a Seattle player on the show, Jordan Morris, and they're dealing with the coronavirus up there. So that didn't come off. They're coming down here to Houston. I would imagine there'll be some things around the game, but it will go on. I've got Seattle Dynamo tickets here. And I'll tell you what, right now I'm going to give the sixth caller a pair of tickets right now at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Sixth caller right now, pair of tickets, Dynamo against the defending champion, Seattle Sounders, this Saturday, March 14th, 7:30 p.m. All right, we bring in our guest now. He's a former local product here in Houston, Texas. Went on, played at the University of Cincinnati, played on a number of teams in Major League Soccer. Back then it was Nike Project 40, I believe. He signed with the LA Galaxy, played with Landon Donovan, played in the CONCACAF Champions League at Saprissa. Won an MLS Cup and a Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, I believe, at the Galaxy. Also won an MLS Cup with Sporting Kansas City. Played in Montreal. The Impact right now are on TV in CONCACAF Champions League, losing 1-0 to Olympia of Honduras. He is Josh Gardner, and he joins us now. Josh, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right, so give us a quick update what you're doing in the world of coaching right now, because I'm excited to know that you're continuing in the game and you're continuing influencing young players and in the coaching world.
Yeah, no. So right now I'm the boys ECNL director for Albion Hurricanes, overseeing that group of players and really trying to push those kids on to, you know, the collegiate level, but also give them opportunities to potentially play with our USL2 franchise, the Royals. And then obviously try and get them some looks from there to in the pro game.
So if you take a look at the youth game now and player development and what's going on, and you compare it maybe to your upbringing, it's very different times. There's a lot more money changing hands in the game. Let's just put that out there right away, because we do know that that is a part of it. That's just fact. What are the biggest takeaways right now that you see, pro and con?
You know, I think the average American player, from an athletic standpoint, are probably really close, if not on par, with most European kids these days. I think the biggest difference that we see is probably the decision-making between international kids and American kids. I mean, I think the biggest part is understanding the game, and even from, you know, playing in men's league now at 37, my body can't do the things that they once was able to do, but now I have to rely on my understanding of the game. I think that's the biggest setback that we have from an American standpoint.
You coach. Kind of take me through some of the main coaching points that you bring out now. I know it's different at times based on games and opponents, but what are some of the real consistent messaging that you give and coaching points when you're working with young players?
I think the main point that we talk about a lot is space and time. You know, the more time you have on the ball, the more space you have, the better you look as a player. You can give an average player a lot of space and time, and they can make a good decision. So I think, you know, being able to have them understand that they need to create that space and how they use it. You know, when they have the ball, how can they break lines and penetrate another opposing team to have as many opportunities as possible. I think I was very fortunate to do my French license through the MLS and the Elite Formation coaching license when I was at Sporting Kansas City, and that really opened my eyes to the game of soccer, really. The USA license back in the day was a little bit different. It was a week-long course, and nowadays it's, you know, 6 months. It's, you have to wait a year. You have to go back into your environment and work with your players and see how you develop them before you get to go to your A license. So I think from that standpoint, I think it's a great improvement.
Oh, it's very different, because I remember when I retired, they passed us right up to the B level.
Yeah,
you didn't have to do anything below that, and you're right. It was only like a week, and then, you know, you had to do a practicum, you had to coach in front of the staff, but that's just called progress. I think back then they were trying to get more people into coaching, quite frankly. And that leads me to something that's pretty amazing now. With all these USL teams, college teams, youth clubs, into the suburbs now, totally ingrained, totally rooted, MLS, USL all over the country. If you're a former soccer player, former pro, and not even being a pro, there was just tremendous opportunity to remain in the game that you're passionate about.
No, absolutely. I think we were talking about that earlier, is that most of the guys that I played with or know from coaching, they're in the game coaching. I'm getting calls from different universities and recognizing the coaches who are coaching those players, and I think it's great. I think creating pipelines for student athletes to continue their education and continue playing in the sport is amazing. Guys that I grew up playing with in the youth, now their kids are playing soccer. So I think it's great to see the amount of people who are keeping around the game and trying to grow it as much as they can.
Listen, you got tremendous passion for this. I mean, you got a large family. Tell me about the size of your family. You have tremendous passion for the game. I know you do. You live and breathe it 24/7. You wake up in the morning and you're pretty much thinking about it.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. You know, when we train, we're training on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think most MLS academies, non-MLS academies are doing 4 days a week. But what you don't realize is that you're thinking about the game and how you can help these players grow on a different level with and without the ball. And it's a constant 24/7 thing. My kids are playing soccer. My brother-in-law played professionally for quite a few years. And so we come from a very soccer-specific background. And it's fun to see that when my son plays and scores goals, my brother-in-law is so excited about it. So, you know, I think it's one of those things. I have four kids and a wife, and, you know, always coaching. Has just done coaching some players just now. So I'm always around the game.
Josh Gardner joining us. Grew up playing the game in the Bear Creek area. Now in coaching, played on a number of MLS teams. Also won a title at Seattle. And was that the NASL or the USL?
I think it was USL.
Yeah, Seattle Sounders at the time, before they entered Major League Soccer, right?
And Schmetzer was my coach.
And Brian Schmetzer, man, Brian, I mean, he goes all the way back to the Continental Indoor Soccer League, which some of us will remember here in Houston with the Houston Hotshots when they won the title. Fernando Clavijo was the coach. Brian Schmetzer was the assistant. Wow. Was always the nicest guy in the world. And nice guys can finish first because he did last year. He'll be bringing in the Seattle Sounders this weekend. And Josh on Sunday, from 3 to 5:30. We're going to be out at in Cyprus at Dias Park. It's the Joby Napier Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic hosted by the Dynamo Soccer Club. You know them very well, Josh. Olivier Finidori. Mm-hmm. Christine Nairn of the Houston Dash will be there. Michael Nelson of the Dynamo. Josh Gardner will be there. Eddie Robinson. Freddie Reyes, a three-time cancer survivor, a great friend of mine that is an incredible inspiration, will address the kids. Go to dynamosoccer.com to sign up. It all benefits the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity. You'll get a free T-shirt courtesy of Puma. The printing on the shirts are done by Soccer for All here in Houston. So it's a real soccer community thing, and we're really urging people to sign up because we want to boost the numbers a bit, want to raise a little bit money for the Snowdrop Foundation, and then, of course, create the awareness, which we're doing right now on this show. So we're excited to have you out at that. You're always very good with kids. So, you know, when I know you're in town, you're going to be recruited.
Yeah, no, it's great. I told my directors at our club that we want to try and support that. I had an aunt and uncle who passed away from cancer. So I know that's a big part of my family. And anything we can do to raise awareness and give back is great.
Josh Gardner in studio right now. Okay, so let's move this on a little bit and just talk about maybe even, so you retired from Major League Soccer, what, like 4 years ago, five?
2014.
Okay. So that was a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
I was close. In that time period, what are the differences you've seen in this league? Because the growth and acceleration of growth, it almost seems like it's happening daily.
Yeah. I mean, every year that they do a new, you know, CBA, something else comes, you know, they want more chartered flights. The price of players or the amount of money that they have for players gets bigger, which I think is great. You know, I think back when I was playing, we had kids who were making $1,200 a month just to live a dream. And now the league standard or minimum, it has increased tremendously. You're getting more high profile players. When I was playing, Landon Domas was one of those big time players. And now it's, you know, the Thierry Henrys who are now back in coaching. I mean, you've got Alan Pulido at Sporting Kansas City, who's exciting to watch. Chicharito is now coming over to L.A. So I think the MLS is getting more and more high profile with the player signings that they get.
Quality of play better than 5 years ago when you were in the league?
Mm.
That's always a tough one.
I think every year it changes. I mean, you know, back in the day, it's a 4-4-2. Now everybody's mm-hmm. playing on a 4-3-3.
A lot of pressing teams, a lot of playing out of the back.
And, you know, honestly, it's difficult to play. When you're an East Coast team, you have to fly to the West Coast and play a game. I mean, you don't think about it, but that flight time, it's draining on your body. It's very difficult to win when you're going opposite coasts.
Yeah, I think you were in the league when there were 12 teams, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just amazing. Next year, Austin FC will join the league. It's amazing how the expansion is working, how the bar is moving higher and higher. We're talking to Josh Gardner, another one of the great local products here in Houston. And we have an incredible history that we do not do a good enough job of, you know, really honoring and reminding people of, You know, we've had Herman Award winners. We've had NCAA championship winners. We'd have MLS Cup winners. We've had guys that have gone on and played, you know, in very big games, starting with the Baba brothers way, way back. So, you know, we do need to honor that a bit. And I hope we can improve that in the future. All right. I think we're going to take a break here. This is Kraftwerk, the Autobahn. This is in honor of Red Bull Leipzig. We'll take your phone call, 713-780-3776. Josh Gardner in studio. We can talk player development. We can talk Major League Soccer. We can talk Dynamo, Sporting Kansas City. We're going to talk to Josh about Sporting Kansas City and Peter Vermees when we come back, because he also worked in their development academy with youth players. So we'll kind of get his insight into what they're doing there. Of course, here in Houston, the Dynamo are doing it under Paul Holliker. And, of course, Tab Ramos being here is only good for player development. We'll also ask you a little bit about Marcelo Palomino, too, who you coached at Albion Hurricanes. He was on one of your teams over there, who is now signed by the Dynamo. Again, a big thank you to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. By the way, Advantage BMW Midtown. Get down there. Go see Justin. Get yourself in a new BMW, just like the song The Autobahn here. It's perfect for BMW. Advantage BMW Midtown. They'll cover you from sales, service, you name it. They'll cover you. It's Advantage BMW Midtown, helping soccer get on the airwaves. Seventh caller right now. Pair of tickets. Houston Dynamo, Seattle Sounder. Seventh caller at 713-780-3776.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
The shot! Oh, it's a fabulous goal. What a strike that was. It's 5-2. Gardner with a terrific strike.
I'm going to credit Victor Ariza for finding that. What game was that, Victor? That was Josh's goal. What game was that?
That was Columbus-Seattle. And I scored an own goal a minute later. Did you get that part?
Well, at least you're honest. We love that. Well, that's one thing we always like. We got Josh Gardner in studio here, playing for the LA Galaxy, Sporting Kansas City, Columbus Crew. So I want to continue on the talk here about youth academies and clubs. Again, this show is presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Hello to the Gardner family, because knowing your family, they're probably listening in.
Absolutely.
I miss seeing them at the fields. That was some great times. All right. So style and systems of play. How much do they vary? Is everybody doing the same thing in youth academies and in youth systems? Take me there.
Yes and no. I think for the majority, I remember playing when I was with Sporting, and we had the U16s playing in the Generation Adidas Cup, played against LA Galaxy, and we played in a 4-3-3, and they were kind of like a 4-4-2, but when they pressed, it was a 4-2-4. Very difficult for us to get out of their pressure. And they also had their two young kids who are, is it Yanez or Ulises or whatever? I don't know how to say it. Yeah, those two were playing. I mean, I tell you what, they were dynamic. So I think, you know, the systems are, a lot of teams are playing in a 4-3-3. You can call it a 4-5-1. You can call it a 4-2-3-1. Really, it's about what you do with and without the ball.
So if you look at Major League Soccer now, I mean, we're seeing a lot of pressing, right? I mean, is that that's kind of the way the game has evolved. And it's interesting because a lot of people pick up the same ways of playing. Do you think that's because that's how you match an opponent? Because look, the 4-3-3 is a very flexible system. It can morph into a lot of different things. Here in Houston, though, Tab Ramos is really trying to make this very proactive and a pressing game, and I'm looking forward to seeing that this weekend, especially if, you know, Darwin Quintero and Albert Elise come back into the lineup.
Yeah, like I said earlier about the American young players, is that we're very athletic. So why not try and utilize their athleticism to try and press higher up the field, win the ball more? I look at the stats from their last game against Sporting and seeing what 17-9 shots. If they're both trying to press, who's winning that pressing duel? And I think, to be honest, I think Peter has a better idea of what he wants from his players. He's had them for a lot longer than Tab has. And I think it's just going to take a little bit of time with Houston to get everybody on the same page and move in the right direction.
Well, wouldn't you think Tab is still in a period of assessment right now? I mean, getting to know these guys. I mean, he's basically inherited a team here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you look at some of the players that he's brought in. Obviously, with some of the younger players, I think it's great for them to be able to bring in some of their academy kids and see what they've developed over the years.
Josh Gardner in studio, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We will have Christine Nairn of the Houston Dash coming in. 29-year-old has played on 4 or 5 different clubs in the NWSL. Really looking forward to having Christine in studio here as well. How much soccer do you watch, by the way?
Man, with 4 kids, not enough. I'll be honest with you, not enough. I catch a lot of highlights. If I'm honest with you, if there's a really good game on, Champions League game, I'll try and sit down and watch it. But I'm always doing something with the kids or run around town.
Good one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Atletico Madrid. Liverpool down 1-0 on aggregate at home.
Now, will they keep what will be an empty stadium? Or?
I think, Victor, do you know? I don't think. There's going to be fans at Liverpool. There are going to be fans at Anfield. You can bet your bottom dollar, I think, on that. I don't think that's been shut down. I think it's more Italy and Spain that's the most concerning. Of course, Italy with a lot of coronavirus cases. Yeah. I want you to listen to this Tomas Martinez soundbite. I'm going to then translate it as to what he said. But I want you to just hear the inflection in his voice, and then I'm going to tell you what he said, and I want you to give me your opinion on it.
Okay.
Creo que tendríamos que haber hecho, sobre todo, bueno, los tres del medio, que es lo que nos pide Tab, que manejemos la pelota y que vayamos a presionar. Y en algún momento del partido, creo que perdimos un poquito el medio. Y bueno, se notó. Y bueno, son cosas para corregir, que venimos trabajando. Venimos trabajando también las presiones, las transiciones en contra y a favor, que también hay que mejorarlas un poco. Pero bueno, no hay que dramatizar tanto, creo que fue un partido. Hay muchísimos partidos de visitante donde vamos a jugar muy bien, yo creo. No va a ser el caso siempre que salgamos y vamos a perder. Yo creo que no. Estamos fuertes, estamos unidos. Y bueno, hay que seguir mejorando cosas.
He says, I think we should have, especially the three in the middle. Tab asks us that we handle the ball and that we go press. At some points in the game, I think we lost a little bit the midfield, and it was noticeable. It's things to correct. That's what we've been working on. We've been working on pressures, transitions against and in favor, which must also be improved a bit. But hey, we shouldn't dramatize it too much. It was one match. There's many away matches where we're going to play very well, I think. It will not always be the case that we go out and lose. I don't think so. We are strong. We are united. We have to keep improving. So this is based on the second game of the year. I mean, this is sensible stuff from Tomas Martinez, right?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I mean, going back, like you said, Tab's inherited a team, right? He's got to make changes. He has a quick preseason. The more games he gets under his belt, the better identity and style that he'll have. And he's got to stick to his plan and stick to his guns and go with that and see what he's capable of putting on the field. But it's so early on in the season. You're not going to win the league in 2 games.
But the flip side of that is he's also going to find out that there are certain guys that aren't going to be able to handle the system. I mean, that's the reality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, you have to find the right players for the right system and style that you want to play. you know, and maybe that's probably one of the reasons why I'm not playing anymore.
We're going to ask Adam Lundqvist later on in the show, too. He's going to be on. We're going to ask him about the new system. And, you know, how dramatic of a change is it from going from being a counterattacking team to one that is pressing high up the field? I mean, job definitions change dramatically, right?
Yeah. No, energy systems that you're using, I mean, you have to be able to run a ton. If you look at some of the outside backs that used to be wingers, I mean, I go back to Sporting and talk about Graham Zusi, who was a winger at Sporting when I was there. Now he's a right back, but he can fly up and down the field. Zarek Valentin, I think they brought him in. He's one of those young kids who can run up and down the field. I think he's going to be a great asset for them. You know, so if you want to press higher up the field, you have to have the players who can do that job.
I mean, if you look at Red Bull Leipzig, it is a very young team. You just saw them press the you-know-what out of Spurs today. I mean, they never let Spurs breathe. They slaughtered them. Ended up 3-0. Spurs couldn't get a rhythm going. I mean, okay, I know Harry Kane's not there. Okay, but I think this is a Red Bull Leipzig advancing to the round of 16 with or without Harry Kane, quite frankly. Their style of play is just suffocating at times.
No, it's when teams are pressing, I mean, you look at the youth game now and teams want to play out of the back religiously, and you're getting beat 3-4, 5-0. You might need to do something different on a goal kick. You might need to just release the pressure a little bit and try and – you can still play out of the back, but why not play in their half a little bit?
Yeah, no question about it. 713-780-3776. Josh Gardner in studio here. One of your most memorable moments in MLS, what would it be? Well, maybe two.
Two? Probably playing in Champions League, Saprissa. I had a goal and an assist in that game. We ended up losing 3-2. Tough place to play. Very emotional experience with the travel and what happened with our GM on that trip. But that was probably one of those moments where I knew I could play at that level. That's one. Winning a championship with Seattle was another special moment because I played the majority of the year. And that was a special team. We had a bunch of, if you will, misfits who didn't quite make it in the MLS early on in their careers and dropped down to lower leagues, played a lot of games, a lot of minutes, and you know, a lot of those guys went back into MLS. So it's just one of those.
Including you.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where sometimes it's better to play on a lower level team just so you can get minutes and get better. Yeah.
Yeah. So I look at your career and, you know, even though I start off by introducing you saying, hey, you won two MLS Cups, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cups, played with Landon Donovan, there's highs and lows. Are the kids these days, do they understand that disappointment is a part of the game? Do they understand that disappointment is a part of life? Do they understand that disappointment is part of human development? Or is everybody pushing for this Pollyanna, everything is wonderful world?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I see it in, there's two types of players. One that they haven't come from much, and so they'll do anything they can to succeed. And then there's players who are you know, the finer things in life, they have it. And if they hit any type of setback, they're quick to leave or to make changes. And I don't think that's really what we need to help develop here, you know, in youth soccer. I think kids need to know how to lose, and they need to be upset with it, and they learn how to win, but also get better.
Should hurt a little bit.
You know, absolutely.
It should hurt.
Yeah.
So is the solution when things don't go wrong for some that might be entitled or privileged? And that's not everybody, because there's a lot of people that come from means that are highly competitive kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to be careful about that. But is it always pick up and I'm taking my ball, I'm going somewhere else? Does that still exist?
Sometimes. I think it's a lot about parent education,
yeah.
Explaining to them that, listen, your kidneys. I mean, I've played on all levels, right? Lower levels, I played at the highest level and then dropped to the lower level. I think, you know, getting those times or those game minutes is where you need to be focusing on.
You persevered. Mm. You overcame disappointment. You're the perfect guy to pass that sort of a lesson on to others. Tremendous stuff, Josh. Thank you for coming into the studio. All right, Josh Gardner, you want to come meet him? Joby Napier Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic this Sunday, hosted by the Dynamo Soccer Club. Josh will be there. Eddie Robinson will be there. Freddie Reyes will be there. Three-time cancer survivor. Christine Nairn. Michael Nelson. Please sign up or donate. We'll bring somebody out. It's only $55. You'll get a T-shirt. DynamosSoccer.com. So this is the youth club. Dynamos with an S. DynamosSoccer.com to sign up. It benefits the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity. Josh, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
That's Josh Gardner, another one of the greats out of Houston, Texas. Houston makes, the world takes when it comes to soccer. Taking a break here, DaspitLaw.com. They are our presenting sponsors. We thank them for not only being the presenting sponsor of this show, but being the presenting sponsor of our show in Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas is 8 o'clock. Right here, we're streaming at ESPN 975. We're going to take a break. More to come. Christine Nairn expected in studio next.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!